We all know that our country's journey toward equality is not finished yet. We know it right here in this room. It's been 5 years since Lawrence versus Texas and 39 years since Stonewall, but still, we've got work to do before we achieve equality in the LGBT. He's also spoken out against the stigma surrounding HIV testing, which is still plaguing so many of our communities, which you all know a lot of that is due to homophobia. Barack has led by example. When we took our trip to Africa and visited his home country in Kenya, we took a public HIV test for the very point of showing folks in Kenya that there is nothing to be embarrassed about in getting tested. And we did it as a couple. In the world as it should be, we can work together to repeal laws like DOMA and don't ask and don't tell. And we can oppose divisive constitutional amendments that would strip civil rights and benefits away from LGBT Americans, because discrimination has no place in a nation founded on the promise of equality.
Well, there you heard it. Michelle Obama spoke at the powerful delegates luncheon of the LGBT, the very powerful delegation of lesbians, gays, bisexuals, and transvestites at their LGBT delegates luncheon during the Democratic National Convention. There she let it be known the great perversion of the U.S. Constitution that the Democratic National Convention was going to do upon the American people, who were not privileged to know what this powerful delegation of the Democratic National Convention was privileged to know, that her husband is a Kenyan, Barack Hussein Obama's home country. From the mouth of the wife of Barack Hussein Obama in her address to the LGBT, said it explicitly, his home country is Kenya. Does Michelle Obama, the wife of Barack Hussein Obama, know her husband, Barack Hussein Obama? Does she? There you heard it. His home country is Kenya. His middle name is Hussein. He is a quasi-Muslim criminal fraud working the greatest destruction of the U.S. constitutional republic in history. That will be the change of Barack Hussein Obama. Let me read to you an article from the Association of American Physicians and Surgeons. In spite of what the liberal antichrist leftist agenda of Wikipedia or Scopes may say, this is a very prestigious group of physicians, all of them board certified physicians and surgeons. If they're going to be members, associate members, nurses or others can be members, but full membership is limited to board certified physicians in good standing, among whom are Dr. Blaylock, that we relied heavily on for credible information regarding pestilence and forced vaccination. The American Association of Physicians and Surgeons published an article on October 25, 2008, entitled Oratory or Hypnotic Induction. Is Barack Hussein Obama a brilliant orator or captivating millions through his eloquence? Or is he deliberately using the techniques of neuro-linguistic programming, a covert form of hypnosis developed by Milton Erickson? A fundamental tool of conversational hypnosis is placing and leading, a way for the hypnotist to bypass the listener's critical faculty by associating repeated statements that are unquestionably accurate with the message he wants to convey. In his Denver acceptance speech, Obama used the phrases, "That's why I stand here tonight, now is the time, and this moment," 14 times. Paces are connected to the lead words by such words as and, as, because, or that is why. For example, we need change. Who could disagree? And that's why I will be your next president. Techniques of trance induction include extra slow speech, rhythm, tonalities, vagueness, visual imagery, metaphor, raising of emotion. Hypnotists often have patience count. In speeches after the primaries closed, Obama said 16 months have passed, paused, thousands, pause, of miles, pause, millions of voices. Hypnotists call this a distraction technique, sending the dominant hemisphere on an assignment involving linguistic processes, thus opening the non-dominant hemisphere to suggestion. Hand gestures can be used as hypnotic anchors or to aid in hypnotic command implementation. They can be difficult to distinguish from innocent gestures used for emphasis. Obama, however, uses some gestures extraordinarily often and for very specific words such as believe and choose. His characteristic thumb and forefinger gesture looks like a hand holding a pencil, as if you were in a voting booth. The gesture of pointing sends the subconscious message that a person in authority is giving a command. Obama actually said at one time, "A light will shine down from somewhere. It will light upon you. You will experience an epiphany, and you will say to yourself, 'I have to vote for Barack Hussein Obama.' You will not choose to vote for Barack. You will have to. It's not a logical choice, but rather one directed by a mystical subconscious force." What purpose would a politician have for making such a statement? Obama only used it once. Perhaps he stopped either because he realized it was too obvious or because Hillary Clinton and John McCain ridiculed him for it. Obama's logo is noteworthy. It's always there. A small one in the middle of the podium, providing a point of visual fixation. Unlike other presidential logos, one looks through it, not at it. It might just be the letter O, but it also resembles a crystal ball, a favorite of hypnotists. Obama is clearly having a powerful effect on people, especially young people and highly educated people, both considered to be especially susceptible to hypnosis. It's also interesting that many Jews are supporting a candidate who is endorsed by Hamas, Farrakhan, Khalidi, and Iran. While some believe that hypnosis is not real, others believe that it is very powerful and very dangerous in the wrong hands. Dr. Erickson, the father of modern hypnosis, was adamant that his techniques should only be used by physicians. In 1954, the U.S. Supreme Court decided in Lara v. Deno that a confession obtained using hypnosis could not be used against the suspect in court. So what is the change of Barack Hussein Obama? He is to make it official that the nation founded for the glory of God and the advancement of the Christian religion will no longer be known as a Christian nation. He is set about the destruction of the United States Constitutional Republic. The poverty rate in the U.S. consistent with the Obama change, is higher than any other industrialized nation. The national debt will be taken far out of the realm of any possibility of recovery. Unemployment will probably go higher than the extremes of the Great Depression. Obama will institute federal takeovers of all of the major industries. Concentration camps and extermination camps will be put into effect. Martial law will probably be part of the change. A sellout of American allies such as Israel will be part of the change. Strategic global nuclear war will be part of the change. A government takeover of all major industries such as the banking industry, the insurance industry, the auto industry, and the healthcare industry will be part of the change. In short, this man, whose middle name is Hussein, who is a wholly owned subsidiary of George Soros and the Saudi royal family, will destroy the Christian nation, which used to be known as the Christian Constitutional Republic of America. That is the change of Barack Hussein Obama. Could anything possibly be done about it? There is only one possible thing that could be done, and that is if the light of truth were put upon the tremendous, huge, greatest election fraud and conspiracy in history, which put this man, for whom it is legally impossible for him to qualify to be president, to put him in the White House. And no one should expect that truth to be brought forth by the totally Obama-controlled and complicit media of the prince of the power of the air to bring forth that truth, to get Obama out of the White House and into the jailhouse where he belongs.